Hi everyone, this is Empress Constance, and I am sitting down today with Mistress Fiona of mistressoffantasy.com. Hi, Miss Fiona, how are you?
Hello. Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
Awesome. Thank you for doing this interview with me.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so we're just going to get right on into it. So, my first question for you is, how long have you been doing phone sex for?
Actually, it's been a year starting this month.
And is that also how long you've been at LDW?
No, I've been with LDW since July.
Oh, okay. So
Yeah, so that's new.
you were only in the business like a short time before you found us.
Yeah, I was lucky because I found out about LDW, I guess, about 3 months into it, and I heard it was like the Cadillac of phone sex operators, and I thought, oh, okay, this is what I want. So I kind of waited a little longer, got a little more confident, and then applied, and I was so excited to be brought onto the team. So, best decision of my life.
I agree with you on that one. So I'm sure you get asked this a lot, but what would you say your style is?
Well, you know, it's funny. I actually asked some of my regulars this question because I never really know what to say. I mean, obviously, I would be more sensual, not hardcore strict, unless I really know the client well and I know that's what they want and it's kind of tongue in cheek and I know that they're not gonna take it seriously beyond, the sub dom space in that moment. But what they were telling me, the regulars, was overall, I'm laid back, creative and playful. So I was like, all right, I'll take that. I'll go with that. I love to improvise, and even though I'm all fine with preparation for calls and having people email ahead of time, that really helps. I'm not afraid to go off script if the client's comfortable with that.
Awesome. I think that's a great way of summing up your style.
All right, well, I'll take that then.
When you are taking calls, where in your home are you taking them from?
Well, I have like a little studio media room, kind of like a playroom, that I use most of the time. And if it's real late or if it's a regular that I talk to a lot, I will sometimes migrate into my bedroom because I feel comfortable there.
Nice. And do you have a set schedule that you follow?
I really don't. I've been trying to be consistent, but one thing I do try to do is be available at least 8 hours a day. That's sort of my goal, and I love appointments, so I can definitely take requests and try to make myself available whenever possible.
Awesome. That was actually my next question, is if you take appointments.
Wonderful. Yes, I definitely do.
Great. What are some of your favorite calls to do?
When I first started, I think primarily I liked vanilla and role playing because that's what I was used to, and I still do love those. They're kind of a comfort zone for me. But since then, I've really gotten into sissy calls and dollification, feminizing, cucky cocksuckers, cum eaters, chastity, just talking. I mean, really anything. Just shooting the breeze in general. So, yeah, I've definitely expanded my horizons. And I pretty much enjoy whatever we do here.
Awesome. Is there any type of calls that you really don't like to take or that you absolutely just don't take?
Well, pretty much whatever we specialize at LDW, I'm comfortable with. The only thing that I really don't do is do the yelling, screaming, domination, which I do know some guys like. That's just not my style. But for the most part, I wouldn't say that that's been a deal breaker for most people, so.
Let's see. What is one of the craziest things you were ever told on the phone, or you've seen someone do, or you've told someone to do?
Well, there's been a lot that's been crazy. It's like, where do I begin? But I think what throws me the most is I've had multiple proposals from people who've never met me. So that's always like, wow, okay.
I would definitely say that classifies as a little bit crazy.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's the kind of crazy that's more left field from what I'm used to. I mean, I hate to say it, but people could tell me they've done almost anything or want to do just about anything. I've probably heard it already. So that's not really something that shocks me. But when it's something more like that, or like I'll get a lot of, well, you seem really nice, as if they're expecting just because I'm a dom, I'm going to be bitchy up front or something.
I think that's a huge misconception.
Yeah, it really makes me laugh because they get so nervous, you know, but it kind of works to our advantage too, because they tend to stay in line a little bit more from the get-go.
I couldn't agree more. Do you like to take two mistress calls?
I love two mistress calls. Yes, in fact, every one that I've had, I've enjoyed. I've only had, I would say, a handful, but of them, the ones that I've had that were the longest were Emma Jane, Amber, Ryan, Lily, Rita, and Cindy. And they were all great.
So would you say those ladies are also like your go-to ladies for two mistress calls?
Well, I'm actually pretty game. I mean, with any of them, I'm always willing to try someone new too. But yeah, I've definitely, of the ladies that I've talked to, I would say those are the ones that I remember doing longer calls with or doing more than once, and it always goes really smoothly. So it's fun to kind of outnumber the subbies.
Let's see. Now we're going to switch up just for a couple questions to some, not so sexually based, but don't worry, we're going to get right back to the sex.
Oh, good.
Right? Okay, do you have any hobbies?
I do, yes. I'm kind of a beach bunny. Anytime I can, I like to try and get to the ocean. I'm about a day's trip away from Virginia Beach, so I do a lot of swimming, boogie boarding, rafting, tubing. And where I live isn't too far from part of the Appalachian Trail, so I hike a lot too.
Oh, cool. So you're definitely an outdoorsy.
Yeah, I'm really, if it's involving nature, I'm into it. I can't be locked down all the time in the house, and I think because of the nature of my work, I am home so often. Whenever I'm not working, I have to get out.
So my next question was, what do you do when you're not taking calls?
Well, my other job is I'm a jewelry designer and I sell at local boutiques, and I do glass fusing, using a kiln and a blowtorch. So it's sort of like the extreme bored of the art world. I mean, it's a little crazy. But it meshes with my lifestyle well, and it's a lot of fun.
Awesome. Okay, now back on to the some more sex questions.
All right.
What's your favorite sex toy to use on yourself?
Well, I have two, and one of them was gifted to me. It was on my wish list, the Hitachi, which, of course, you know, from Sex and the City. That it lives up to its hype. That's been a lot of fun. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
You know, that's the most popular answer among the mistresses, just saying.
I bet. You know, and I really was skeptical. I just wanted to try it because I had heard so much about it, and I didn't really have high hopes, truth be told. But wow. So yeah, that's probably my favorite. But I also have a dual pleasure California novelty bullet, which has, you know, it has the little clit teaser that you can take on and off, and that's a lot of fun too because it has a remote, so you can use it for more than one person or just more than one orifice.
Oh,
Yeah,
hey.
that's some fun.
Okay, what's your favorite sex toy to use on someone else?
Well, you know, honestly, I think my hands, I am very hands-on, so I like to do that as a challenge, and once I feel I've mastered that, then I will definitely use whatever is at my disposal if they're open to it. Anything from the tongue teasers to strap-ons to plugs, and as far as they're willing to explore, I'm willing to take them there.
Awesome. Have you ever been with a woman?
I have, yes. I did some experimenting in college, and you know, honestly, women are complicated. I think guys, for the most part, it's true. And people say, well, as a woman, it's not like you're immune to it, though. Just because I can be crazy doesn't mean I like it launched at me, you know. So, not to overgeneralize, but yeah, there's the female craziness. And I kind of liken it to language. You know, if you are good at your native tongue, that's one thing, but that doesn't mean you can take up Greek or Mandarin, you know.
Right.
So they're not really my area of expertise, but I can see the appeal, sure.
What is your favorite way to let loose and have a good time?
I love to sing. I try not to subject people to my singing, but like in the shower, in the car, listening to music, that's sort of like my automatic meditation.
How about karaoke? You ever do that?
I have, and especially if I've had a little to drink. I always sound better, surprisingly, you know, go figure.
Right. Okay. Use one word to describe yourself.
I'm gonna go with miscellaneous. And yeah, that is cheating a little bit, but I do think it suits me. Because I am all over the place.
Cool. Now, if you and one man were the only people left on Earth, who would you want that one man to be and why?
Okay, I'm going to go a little unconventional here because since humans are sort of an invasive species, I don't necessarily think repopulating is on the top of my to-do list. So we live in the technological age. As long as I have my Hitachi, I'm good. So I think my male companion, I'm going to want solely for entertainment value. And I was thinking, I don't think I'm his type, but I would love to have Stephen Fry to be my personal little entertainer. Because I just love him. He's so much fun. And yeah, again, I don't think I'm his type. I'm pretty sure he's out of the closet, but I would so love him just as my personal teddy bear.
Cool. That's a good answer. Now, when you're out and about and running errands and, hanging out with friends and things like that, do you ever see like everyday things, but instantly your mind starts thinking kinky because of the work that we do?
Oh, definitely. And it's hard to say what came first, the chicken or the egg there. I mean, I think having a dirty mind is kind of what got me into this in the first place. But yeah, like I think I'm more attuned to certain things like, are those panty lines under that suit? Or wonder what kind of kingster that guy is over there. You know, he's into something interesting. So yeah, I think that and certain dirty jokes come to me a little faster than they probably would have.
Okay, now some more vanilla stuff. What is your favorite food?
Well, that's a hard one. I like a little bit of everything. I'm pretty adventurous. I've had everything from Ethiopian, Swahili dishes, Persian, but my go-to is probably Asian. I like the savory and sweet mixed together.
Nice. And what's your favorite drink?
Alcoholic or non-alcoholic?
Both.
Oh, okay. Iced tea or just even warm tea would be my favorite beverage in general. Whiskey sour would be my favorite drink.
Wow, a whiskey sour.
Yeah, they're really good.
I've tried them. I'm not much of a whiskey girl, and although I do like some sour things, that's wow.
Yeah, I do. It's funny because I like whiskey, but I don't like other kinds of hard liquor, so go figure. But whiskey and a twist of lime, and I'm happy.
Nice. Okay, if you could have one thing that's currently on your wish list, what's the one thing you want the most?
Well, I made a few years ago some handcuff key earrings with an actual pair of handcuffs that I use as sort of a joke, and it's sort of, you know, the femme dom look. But I actually found on Etsy they have a lock pick earring set, and I thought that would be fun just in case. I mean, you know, I've never had this happen where I've needed to pick a lock because I'm really good about having backup keys for cuffs and things. But just in case, I thought that would be fun and it might freak out a sub. So it would definitely be dominatrix chic.
Very cool.
Yeah, I thought those were pretty interesting.
Very cool. Okay, rank in the order of importance the traits you like the most in a submissive man: respect, loyalty, generosity, obedience. And start like, the most important down to the least important of
Most
those.
beneath. Okay. I'm going to go with respect being the most important because that's kind of the foundation of any good relationship. And that's mutual. I mean, even as a dom, respecting that the submissive does come from a place of power too. And that it can be very complex how the bond is formed. So yeah, I'm going to go with respect. Generosity in the sense of with time and with an open mind, generous with their trust to let me take them to some of those darker places that maybe they didn't know they'd be open to. And then loyalty is important insofar as the honesty aspect of it. Like I'm fine if they just want the fantasy, but I like to know if it's just that or if they want more of the assignment lifestyle, actually making them do these things, because then I can invest the same amount of time and effort and have them match it. And I guess it also kind of segues nicely into obedience. But I do like them to be lively. You know, I don't want to break the spirit completely. So that's probably a little bit lower on the list. Because if it's a subby who's good all the time, where's the fun in that? You can't punish him.
Okay, so next up we have a couple questions from members of our social network site, Enchantrix Empire. And the first one comes from Jizzhead, and it's more of he's looking for advice.
Okay.
So, how do I convince my wife to let me spend more money on another mature metal chastity device? The one I have doesn't fit very well. It's my fault because I didn't measure correctly when I ordered it. My wife says I'm too picky and it's a waste of money, and I should just wear the one I have. But I want it to fit right. Otherwise, it won't work properly. I thought about ordering one secretly and just switching them out, but she might be able to tell the difference in size. I don't know. What's your advice?
Well, I don't think you should do anything underhanded, just head, because I have a feeling your wife's pretty savvy and she will notice. But if you do find yourself, more liberated from that cage and sort of getting on her nerves about it, it's like the squeaky wheel gets the oil. So maybe it'll be kind of to her own preference to have you securely locked and loaded and out of her way. So maybe it'll work if you just, kind of shake those cages up, so to speak.
Advice. And the next set of questions, there's several of them. They come from Cannibal, if you know anything about Cannibal.
He's a character, I know that much.
Right? So you can just imagine what these questions are going to be like.
Oh
Question number one is a three-part question. I will ask you all three
my.
parts so that you can give your input. So,
Okay.
when was the last time you were violent? Were you in the right? And would you do it again?
Wow. Okay. Let me think about that for a minute. The last time I was violent. And I mean, are we talking from a purely non-sexual dominatrix point of view?
You know,
So,
with him, you never know. So when's
okay.
the last time you were just fucking violent with someone?
Wow, I'm not really a violent person. I tend to get it out of my system in sessions. So I can't quite say I've really been very physically violent in general. Now I do know if I get, someone cuts me off on the road, I tend to enjoy the obscene gestures, but I don't like to give the finger. I like to do the, the V and the tonguing thing, because I think that's more of a femme, like pro-femme sort of symbolic, obscene gesture, and it freaks people out. So I'm more inclined to just have them know I'm crazy and use that to my advantage, mentally speaking. But yeah, I'm more of a lover than a fighter, so I don't think I've ever been violent on purpose, except for faking sessions where it was mutually fun and beneficial.
Fair enough. Question number two. What does the phrase "the dark side of the moon" mean to you?
Ah, Pink Floyd, right? I love Pink Floyd. And as far as the dark side of the moon, I mean, I think if you're on the moon in general, it's going to be dark no matter what part you're on. But I think there is supposed to be one side that's like pitch black, and that's supposed to be symbolic of insanity, which I can relate to that too.
Alrighty then. Number three, are you frightened of dying?
I don't really think so. I think it's more life that's scary. Most of what's intense and what can be pretty hardcore suffering wise, it's all pretty much life. the death part seems almost like a release ultimately. So, I mean, not that I'm in a hurry to, but I think I've kind of made my peace with the fact that it can happen at any time, so we might as well just enjoy the ride.
Good thinking. Now we have a two-part question, and you've already touched on it slightly, but I'll read you both parts and then you can give your comment. Are you worried about going mad slash crazy, and have you ever gone mad?
Oh, I'm fully crazy. I mean, I don't think I've ever made any bones about that. I enjoy every minute of it. What's that expression? Like, you know, I don't suffer from insanity. I enjoy every minute. That's
Right?
kind of me. Just madness and merry all at the same time.
And last question. Do you crave or lust for money?
No, not really. I think I crave having enough to take care of myself, but it's more, I think, what people want when they want money. It's really the power. And you could say the sexual aspect of it. A lot of that's just power too, and the power exchange. So I'd rather have sexual power than money, for sure.
Nice. Well, we already know that your blog link is mistressoffantasy.com. Do you have Yahoo?
I do, yes. I'm Enchantrix Fiona on Yahoo, and it's also my Skype ID.
Awesome. That was my next question. And are you on any of the social media sites, Twitter, Tumblr?
I am on Tumblr and Facebook. Now, Tumblr, I just posted that on mistressoffantasy.com. It's phone sex fantasy pixie mistress. And if anyone wants that, because I know that's a mouthful, I can always email to them, and it's on my website too. So if you can get to mistressoffantasy.com, it's all there, as well.
Awesome. And what about Facebook?
I am on Facebook, and I'm pretty sure it's also just Enchantrix Fiona. That I don't check quite as often, but I am around, so you can always stop and say hi and see if I'm there. And I do post little pictures here and there of cutesy cats and dogs and stuff, you know.
And how about Twitter?
Twitter, yes, I am on Twitter, and it's Enchantrix Fiona there as well.
Awesome. Well, Miss Fiona, this was great sitting down with you and asking you some good and crazy questions. Thanks,
Well,
Cannibal.
thank you.
Before we end this, is there anything you'd like to share with all of our listeners?
Let's see. Well, I just have been enjoying myself thus far, and I look forward to talking to more of you. And yeah, with the regulars I have, I just want to thank you and know that I'm available. Don't be afraid to come say hi.
This has been an interview with Mistress Fiona of mistressoffantasy.com. And if you'd like to spend some time with Mistress Fiona one-on-one on the phone, you can reach her at 1-800-601-7259.